Hey guys, before we get into the episode, you all know I'm a huge fan of fashion, and I have been ever since I was a little girl. And my first job, by the way, was actually at Macy's. And my love for fashion began when I started there because I worked in the fragrance department, but of course, my eye was always on the clothes and the makeup and everything related to style. But here's the thing, my relationship with Macy's didn't end once my days of asking people walking by if they wanted to sample the latest scents came to an end. Nearly 20 years later, I still find myself choosing Macy's time and time again for literally everything. It's become a really beautiful full circle moment that they've been such amazing supporters of our show for so long. And when it comes to shopping, they have everything you need, whether I need a last minute outfit or Kevin needs a last minute outfit for our friend's wedding. We always head to Macy's. They've got us covered. So if you're in need of some retail therapy, perhaps, or looking to spruce up your home or your lifestyle, check out Macy's, friends. I've curated a list of some of my favorite items that have helped me upgrade so many parts of my life, really my fashion the most, but of course home and baby and so much more. So check the link in the description and happy shopping, Hill Squad.
I'm on a journey to get better in all areas of life, from wellness and mental health to career and relationships and so much more. I know getting better isn't easy, but it's a whole lot easier when you can do it together. Welcome to Better Together with me, Maria Menounos. Hello, hello, everybody. Welcome to Better Together. When you know better, you get better. You know that's what we try to do here every single day. We're here in the West Coast studio. I can't wait to redo this studio.
Oh my God.
Just couches everywhere.
I'm so excited.
You know what? Actually, I was going to do the show from over there for the first time today.
Oh.
But I kind of don't want to cheat on Patreon.
Yeah, that's true.
Because I feel like that's my Patreon chair now.
I agree.
So if you're a member of Patreon, we go real intimate once a week where I kind of share my deepest, darkest secrets. But, and it's super chill. So yeah, I definitely give away a lot more when I'm sitting on that couch.
So it's true.
I can't give it away. Anyway, if you haven't joined us on Patreon, click the link tree in my Instagram or Better Together with Maria. For $10 a month, you get to be in the Heel Squad's intimate circle, ad-free shows every day, an extra episode every day, and the heel events every month. Who's on deck for our next heel event? Is it?
So October, we're going to have Diane Gray, who's the...
Oh, the grief counselor.
Correct.
Yes, yeah. The grief doula.
Yeah, so we just had an amazing one with Brian Mahan, who's a somatic experiencing healer. He's phenomenal. And then, yeah, grief doula is October.
We outdo ourselves every month. All right, our quote of the day. We have a lot of amazing ones in here. A friend may be waiting behind a stranger's face. Maya Angelou.
Ooh, we love her.
I like that. Oh God, another one. You can't stay in your corner of the forest waiting for others to come to you. You have to go to them sometimes. A. Milne. Damn. Okay. We don't meet people by accident. They are meant to cross our path for a reason.
Mm-hmm.
Guys, Heel Squad, today we're talking... Chalking. That's me saying chatting and talking at the same time.
That.
It's still really early for me. I was up very late last night and I'm really tired. So forgive me. But we're talking making new friends at any age. I've recently been making new friends. Well, I've been on a new friend journey since my brain tumor. But then it's really hard to maintain those new friends when, you know, you're a caretaker and your mom is sick and there's COVID and all of that. So I've really now been able to kind of focus a little bit more on it since, you know, my mom's passed and I have a lot more time in a sense, right? Like mental capacity too. So, and I feel like I've gotten a lot of comments from you guys being like, how do you make new friends? How do you make new friends? So people, I'm 43 and I'm making new friends. So I'll tell you how I'm doing it so that you can do it too. I think it's like important because...
I think it's so important.
Well, a lot of people are moving now too. Mm-hmm. And you have to make new friends. And so what I've watched people who come on the couch here, whether it's Gabby Bernstein... Or even recently when Marie Forleo and I became friends, she was like, I feel like we were supposed to be friends. I have this feeling we're supposed to be friends. Now, don't just go up to some random celebrity and say that, because Kim Kardashian is going to be like, you a stalker.
That's how I feel about Harry Styles.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding.
Kelsey. So anyhow, the point is they were bold, right? And you know, I love bold. They were bold and they said that to me. And I knew enough about them to know that we were like-minded spirits. And so that's why that line works, right? It's hard to say that if you're total strangers. But at the same time, if you feel a connection to somebody and you're like, I don't know why, but I feel like I know you, or I feel like we've known each other in another life, or I really would like to get to know you. Like, there's a way to do it where you don't seem strange. And truthfully, you're always hopefully going to be making new friends. It doesn't mean that you're going to abandon old friends. Like, listen, me and Alyssa have been friends 30 years. Oh shit. It's our 30 year anniversary.
Aww, oh, cuties.
Oh my God.
How fun.
We've been friends since we were 13.
Wow.
In seventh grade. And you know how close Alyssa and I are. So 30. Oh my God. 30 years. That means we have to do something.
Yeah, you do.
It's our 30-year anniversary.
30-iversary.
Wow. See? I wouldn't have even realized. But Alyssa's always going to be my, like, sister and best friend. Doesn't mean I can't have other friends, too. And so it's nice to pursue new friendships. And because you're a different person at different stages in your life. And you're evolving and you're growing. And so sometimes some of the people that you hung out with in this last season don't really fit your new season. Like right now, I'm in a transition where I'm being a lot healthier in my life. Well, I don't want to be around the people who are super unhealthy in their life because I don't want to regress and go backwards. But that's totally normal. There's nothing wrong with that. So finding the people who are on the same page with you and forging kind of that new season with them is great. Doesn't mean you can't still spend time with, you know, the people from your past. Or imagine, you know, some of these friends now have become toxic. Got to shake that tree and get rid of the bad apples sometimes. So sometimes there are intentional and deliberate moves away from people. And it's hard. I've had to coach friends through this all the time because sometimes it's not you, but you got to really look at yourself too. When you are starting to have success in whatever you're doing, a lot of the people around you are going to start to become jealous, and then they'll start throwing little digs at you. Who do you think you are having that car? Who do you think you are going on that trip or doing all of this?
You want to hear a good line I got that I remember you told me? It was, I got like a, you're becoming distant or something like that.
Ooh.
And I was like, okay, ew. And it wasn't like a person who I was like, you're right, I owe you more time, I need to be better. It was like a ew. That made me feel very ill.
Was it somebody you spend a lot of time with normally?
God, it was, this was like last year, honestly, kind of at our beginning of our Connecticut run.
I do remember. I remember that.
And it was like a friend who was like a good friend, but like an LA friend. We hadn't been friends for like 10 plus years. Like, it wasn't someone that I like felt was my person. And I remember just kind of like, it was a newer friend. Anyways, and I just remember being like, oh, and you were like, yeah.
Wait, I'm confused. A 10-year plus person a newer person?
No, I said it wasn't a 10-year plus person.
Oh, okay.
It was newer. Like, we were like friends and saw each other a decent amount, but a newer person.
Like fun friends.
Yeah, correct. And I was like, okay, no. And I remember you telling me that.
Yep. People start to get really jealous.
Yeah.
And then they'll start like, you know, and I've watched it with other friends. And so I was like, well, listen, you know, if you sit there and beg them to be your friend, I'm like, please.
When you're on the go 24/7 like me, guys, finding ways to make life easier is so important for my health and sanity. And that's exactly what my friends at Macy's do for me. From working there as a teenager to now going to them for so many of my daily essentials, it's been my go-to for so many years. And having everything in one place is such a time saver for me. With being a first-time mom, for a while now, as you know. I've had plenty of those, and being able to rely on them for all the things has been amazing. Plus, having everything in one place has made being a new mom just a little bit easier for me. So I know we're all focusing on our families, our health, hopefully, our jobs, and everything in between, but it's time to make your life a little easier. And to help you out, I've curated all of my essentials from Macy's for you and the whole fam. All the details are in the show notes below, or you can just click the link in the description to get your hands on them too. I have some new picks on there. This little bomber jacket, this little black dress. You're gonna love it.
Like me, please like me. They're gonna have the power and they're gonna keep effing with you. If you distance yourself, they're gonna start to wonder and think, and then their behavior will change towards you because they're going to know they're going to lose you. And so, of course, exactly how I said it is what played out with one friend. And now he's in such a healthier place, because before it was like, you know, all of us will fall into that trap of like the puppy dog syndrome, like, please like me, please like me, please like me. And, you know, sometimes people can become monsters and really mean and really hurtful to your mental health. And shaming you for succeeding. And, you know, some people love to live. If they're succeeding and they want to buy all this stuff and do all these things, let them live. That's their journey. You're not there to judge them at every turn. And so exactly what I said happened. They all like were like, wait, what's going on with you? Like, complete 360. So, but there are going to be times you need to distance yourself from those people, because they will eventually weigh down your mental health and make you feel guilty for wanting more. That was happening with me for a while too. I remember being at a Tony Robbins seminar and saying to myself, like, wow, I let people make me feel bad for my success. And then to the point where I'm like, I reverted to old patterns. Like when I was in school, my mom would say, don't give them a reason to be jealous, Maria. So I would like not like shower, wear sweats and try to like downplay in any kind of way so that people would be nice. And I'm like, wait, so I'm doing the same thing again. I'm going to kind of lower my bar so that other people feel comfortable around me, because I had spent my whole life trying to make people feel comfortable around me. No. That seminar really like woke me up.
Hey, Hill Squad and Better Together fam. It's been a tough year, but we hear from so many of you just how much our content is helping you heal and get better, and it makes us feel so good. Our team works so hard to deliver this life-changing content, and a lot of you guys ask, how can I have a bigger role in our Hill Squad community, or how can I do my part to help Better Together continue to uplift even more people? First of all, thank you for that sentiment, and we're so grateful for this community. If you could help us by giving us a 5-star rating and a comment on Apple Podcasts, that's amazing. Second, you could join the Better Together with Maria Menounos Instagram page. Third, you could share the show with a friend in need. And finally, for as little as $10 a month, please join our Patreon to get monthly live heal events with world-class healers, ad-free episodes of our show, and even weekly bonus episodes exclusive to Patreon. Getting better isn't easy, but it is a whole lot better when we can do it together. We love and appreciate and are so grateful for all of you.
I feel like it's that whole thing too. It's like they make you feel like you're selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, being the people pleasers we are and constantly working on that, it's like, oh wait, am I selfish? And it's like, no, you're not selfish. So I think that's such a...
But by the way, we're supposed to be selfish.
True. To a degree, yeah.
We're not supposed to expect anyone to do anything for us.
Mm-hmm.
And, which is really hard. And we're supposed to be self-sufficient. And so, you know, it's really like a hard concept, because you should be able to go do your thing and then see your friends when you can. We're all going to have busier periods of time. And, you know, if your friends are so demanding of you and they don't want to see you flourish because they just want you to go to the bar with them, those aren't the right friends. So I've had to distance myself at so many different junctures from people who are like, what do you mean you can't hang out? I'm like, no, I can't hang out. I'm actually on a path. I'm working towards something. And when I can, I can. But right now I can't. I've got to focus. And I have to sleep when I have some free time. I'm so sorry. There's no room left.
it's been really interesting with this stomach stuff. I feel like I've been able to vet a lot of friends by telling them, no, I actually can't go party and drink and like go to eat certain things and do certain things. And it's been funny that people who are like, oh yeah, like let's go to, because I keep saying like, I want to go to adventures. Like, let's go to adventures. Let's go for a walk. Let's go down to the beach, whatever. Mm-hmm. And it's interesting the friends who are like all about that and the ones who are just like, no, like you can't come over and just like have a drink or go. And I'm like, no, I can't. So mm-hmm. it's been like a nice, I feel like there's certain times in your life that like maybe it's easier to vet the people, right? Like I'm sure after your tumor, you were like, okay, the ones who were there, great. The ones who weren't, great. Like, yeah. I don't know. So that's been kind of an interesting process.
Yeah. I mean, it's really hard. Friendships can be mm-hmm. really hard, right? Because mm-hmm. they're like any relationship, you have to work at it. And so I lost my train of thought. Oh, well.
I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How about, let's talk about with making new friends, because we pulled some crazy statistics.
Yeah, I was about to look at them actually.
Yeah, they're really interesting. And I think one thing with making new friends, especially like as you get older, like it's vulnerable.
Mm-hmm.
Like it's hard to open up. Like surface friends are surface friends, but like real friends where you have to open up about stuff and talk, and like mm-hmm. it's hard and you don't want to do it all the time. So I think that I would love to hear from you, like some tools or tips or, you know,
I think
anything.
Don't be overwhelmed. Don't overwhelm them with all your baggage and your whole life story. And just, it will all come out naturally in its moments, right? But what's great about a new friendship is they'll meet you where you are now. They don't carry all the baggage of who you were, right? Because we're works in progress. What do they say? We're spirits having a human experience. And so we're not going to have it all right. We're not going to make all the right choices, right? I'm encouraging you at the end of every show, be a nice person, make good choices, because I want to remind you that everything is a choice. Going out and drinking when your stomach hurts is a choice. It comes with its own set of consequences and you know, aftermaths, you know, deciding to go left or right, whatever it is. But you don't have to be so overwhelmed thinking that you have to tell them your life story, because there's also a process of trust building. You got to know whether you can trust somebody. You can't just blindly jump in and be like, oh my God, we're amazing friends. We're not, you know? So I wouldn't be overwhelmed by that. And I wouldn't let that bog you down. It's all going to come out in little spurts and little spurts, but it is great to kind of start fresh with somebody. And they hopefully are people who are going to be excited for you in whatever you're going after or whatever you're doing, whether you're trying to have a family or you're trying to, you know, get that promotion at your job, or you want to start a new business or whatever it is. You know, it's an easier kind of time when you have someone fresh. Like Esther Hicks always says, the best way to reset your attraction point is to have coffee with somebody you don't even know. Because they have no judgments on you. There's all this excitement because you're just getting to know each other. So there's this kind of flourish of like energy that's just pure. And so I always think about that, you know, because if you get to somebody who's known you forever, you're going to fall into your patterns. Oh, whether it's a gossip pattern or just a negative food pattern or whatever. So it is really nice to have new people in your life that are going to meet you where you are now. And not have all these judgments about your past and kind of forge this new path forward. Like I'm so excited about all of these new friends in my life. I still have all my old friends too, but these new friends are really, really encouraging and just make me feel good about the direction I'm going into in my life. And there's like the quote, we don't meet people by accident. They're meant to cross our path for a reason. I know that all of these people have been put in my path right now in this moment for a reason. They're there to remind me that I can. They're there to push me into kind of my full potential. I know, I feel it. Like it's, there's just no question. And I've been building that for a while, knowing that I really wanted to elevate my friends. I didn't want just fun friends anymore. I wanted people who challenged me to be my best self because I don't think I've reached my full potential. In fact, I had a meeting with Ben Sherwood a couple years ago. It was while my mom was sick. He was the head executive at ABC. He was executive producer of GMA, but then higher and higher and higher than that. And he was like, I don't think you've reached your full potential. And I'm like, yeah, no, I agree. And so that's exciting because that means there's so much more room for me and room to grow. But I know I can't get there without a better peer group. So I've had a lot of fun friends. At some point, I've gotten a little annoyed just hearing them bitch and 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 bitch. That's all you hear. And I'm like, yeah, I don't want that around on the regular. I can do that maybe once every 3 months.
Well, I think it's an important point. You're right. I think it's okay to be lonely in times like that, right? If you are only having, because that's where it's hard for me. It's like, I've found myself in places where I'm like, crap, I only have these fun friends that are constantly bitching or this or that. But if I cut them out, I'm going to be so lonely until I find new ones. I'm like, you know what? No. Loneliness is okay if it's serving your greater good. Mm-hmm. So, and I think that that's, everyone's lonely. I think we all think that it's just us. It's no, we all are lonely.
Mm-hmm. Do you know many conversations I've had about being lonely over these last years? And that was because I was working nonstop. I don't think it penetrates through your head because we're still learning to digest officially, right? I'm telling you, 18 plus hours a day, 7 days a week, nonstop.
I think I digested it.
Okay, well, there we go. Just making sure.
It's insane. No,
truthfully, for 2 decades to get to where I am. So I was lonely, understandably, because I wasn't seeing friends. I wasn't getting that fun time. I was making my work fun and... Yes, I wouldn't have survived if my work wasn't fun, if I wasn't at all these, events and stuff. But I remember telling my friend Nicole, my makeup artist, I was like, God, I feel so lonely and I don't feel like I have anybody in my life or whatever. And she was like, Maria, you have the best people in your life that love you so much. And she just went down the list and I go, oh yeah, you're right. Okay, thank you. I mean, I got to the point where I would write down my friends' names so that I could remember.
All right, friends, let's talk about something we all do. Snack. Trust me, I've definitely overindulged in the past, but as you know, I am focused on my health these days, and I think I found the healthier snack that you don't have to lose out on the flavor, and it's definitely become my go-to. It first came into the house because of Kevin. He was obsessed with Wonderful Pistachios, and then I got addicted, and now it's in my travel bag. I don't leave home without it. It's in our glove compartments because they don't melt. Right now, my favorite flavor is the sweet chili flavor. It feels like some of the naughtier kind of snacks I used to use where I used to lick my fingers after. Now I lick them and I feel safer. Plus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts. Each 1 ounce serving has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value. That's crazy, guys. So if you're looking for the perfect snack, trust me and head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com to snag a bag of Wonderful Pistachios. You're going to love them.
Who, if I had time, I would hang out with. I still look at the list.
I do too. I have the same. I have a list.
You really?
Oh yeah. Of people who I'll call, instead of just, I try and be branch out, Kelsey, you don't just need to be calling your mom. I literally have a list of friends and I'm like, you can call this person in the car instead of your mom, check in, whatever.
Isn't that funny? Mm-hmm. Well, cause we live such busy, hectic lives that sometimes I feel like I can't remember anything unless I have it written down, but you'll never be lonely, Kelsey, because you have Winnie.
I don't have her right now.
You're ever sad, just drive over, even if I'm not here, go in the house, pick her up and go. Take her on the adventure.
Yeah, you're right.
I'm serious.
I'm so in. I look at pictures of her every night. I'm like, what, Jetsa?
The two of you are literally the most adorable things I've ever seen in my life. But I think making new friends can be intimidating, and especially as you're getting older. You guys are still young. Mm-hmm. Making new friends is drinking water at this point. Cultivating a good peer group, because as Tony and many people have said, my dad always said, Maria, show me who your friends are and I'll show you who you are. Mm-hmm. And that always stuck out with me. And Tony always says, basically, like, your success is directly linked to the expectations of your peer group. So I've always wanted to keep elevating my peer group. And I don't want my peer group to be people that are like, okay, where are we getting drunk Friday night? Where are we going? I mean, obviously I'm way past that. I was never really in that anyway, but I think that really looking at your friends in that way, like, life is really challenging and we all want so much out of it, right? We want to be successful. We want to have families. We want to have, you know, experiences. You can't afford to waste time with low vibration people who are not helping you be your best self. It's not their job, but their energy is going to dictate your energy in a sense too. It's a thing. So I'm really glad that I'm getting to make new friends. And I think when you're making new friends or want to make new friends, some suggestions would be to go where your people are. Like, what is it that is interesting to you? Do you like yoga? Do you like working out? Do you like health and nutrition? Do you like crazy extreme sports? Do you want to get into more religious studies and kind of that spiritual connection? Go where your people are and immerse yourself there, and you will find new friends. And you just say, like, hey, would you ever want to get a coffee? Would you ever want to, like, you know, take another class with me or whatever? And you just start the friendship and don't put so much pressure on yourself and don't think it's weird, because everybody needs friends. Everybody wants friends. And, you know, yeah, I'm going to look at some of these things here. You've got 45% of adults say they find it difficult to make new friends. Let's see, 45% of those studied reveal they would go out of their way to make new friends if they knew how or had more opportunities. How many friends do adults actually have? Turns out 16. The average American has 3 friends for life, 5 people they really like and would hang out with one-on-one, and 8 people they like but don't spend time with one-on-one or seek out. So that happens a lot in LA, because we all live like an hour away from each other, even if we're only 5 to 10 miles away, just with LA traffic.
It's about 2 miles. Oh, that'll be, yeah, 40 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think it's really, really hard here to maintain friendships. That's why I always like target people who live in my area. I'm like, let's be friends. And I literally will say that. I'm like, you live in my town, we're going to be best friends. And they laugh. And I'm like, no, I'm serious. I only am friends with people who live in my area because I know me. Excuse me. My coffee is making me hiccup. Oh, there we go. I know me. I don't want to drive across town to, you know, go get a meal or whatever. I just want it to be simple. So that's another fun thing. If you're kind of extroverted like me, you'd be like, oh my God, we're going to be best friends. You live in this area or whatever it is. That's kind of another thing that I do. Top 5 reasons it's hard to make friends as an adult: being introverted or shy, 42%. Most people just want to go to a bar and that's just not my scene, 33%. I feel like everyone has their friendship groups already formed, 33%. That is intimidating.
Very.
So when you see everyone and they're like, oh, me and my bestie, and they're on Instagram or whatever, and you're like, well, how am I going to like wedge into this friendship? That's just weird. Like, you know, so I think my advice is like, don't try too hard. And just, I don't know. I think it's like kind of marketing, like be a good friend to whoever you are a friend to, and everyone will speak nicely of you and then they'll want to be your friend.
And I think it's not assuming that you are going to be that wedge, right, in between. And I know from Seattle's called the Seattle Freeze because everyone has lived there their whole lives. So when someone new comes, it's like, oh, how do I break into this friendship that these people have known each other since before they were born? Because their parents were friends and their grandparents were friends. It's crazy. So I remember when my mom first moved there, she was like, this is insane. But one of the things she said was, she was like, but I also knew that I wasn't breaking anything up. I was just adding to their friendship. Right. Mm-hmm. So it's like, you have to know again that you're important and you bring value.
Yes.
You're not breaking anything up.
Yeah. You have to bring value in life wherever, whether mm-hmm. it's work or friendship. And so, you know, I always kind of let, like, when I was at that mastermind, mm-hmm. now, mind you, I'm with these people, they're like billionaires and they're all like uber successful and whatever. And here I am, I'm the new kid on the block. I'm the new one in the group. And I know that they all know what value all of them have to bring to the table. So I just was very forward about it. In like the group text, I said, hey guys, here's where I can be helpful to all of you. Here are the things that I'm, you know, good at that I feel like I can add. Here's what I can, you know, add value to. And so I was just forward about it. And when I meet new people all the time, if they talk about their dogs, I'm like, if you ever have a problem, even in the middle of the night, you call me. I've gone through all of it and I can probably help save your dog mm-hmm. and help save you a lot of money at the vet. Because we have 1000% proof. We have beaten the odds at every turn with our dogs. And the vets have been astounded at every turn. Now, I don't take all that credit. I really give most of it to Kevin, but we are a good team and we figure it out. And, you know, it's no different than my mom. Oh shit, that just made me realize. Wow. I think what happens is people just trust whatever the expert says. This is what I always say, but it's kind of hitting me in a different way right now. And then they go home and then, you know, the expert's like, oh, she has kidney issues and she's got pancreatitis. If we try to fix one, it hurts the other. If you try to fix this one, it hurts the other. You're in the kind of, you know, no-win scenario. And then eventually they give in and the dog dies. And the vet's like, yep, that's what I see all the time. And we're like, no fucking way. And Kevin just figured out how to dose her food and the fat content and everything perfectly so it would be helpful to both. And baby, who was about to die, ended up making it to her 16th birthday. We threw her a party and then she made it to 18. The vet said he's never seen that before. And he's the number one vet in LA for this, especially. Wow. He was like, you've blown my mind. So I now know that all of our training with our dogs was then put in a good use with my mom because, again, same thing with my mom. She had this, you know, terrible disease and we figured it out because we don't just take things at face value. We jump in full on and figure it out. So that was an interesting little comparison and evaluation in my little brain here. But where was I before? We'll go to a statistic.
Yeah.
We'll figure that out. So a lot of people say that it's hard to make friends as an adult because their family takes up a lot of time.
Oh, that's right.
That is true. Value. 29%.
You were saying you could add value.
Yeah. So I always say like, hey, I can add value in your life with this and they may never take me up on it, but they might. And that might be a really clutch moment for somebody where they need help. I can come in and help them. That's a nice little bonding kind of moment. Another one says, I don't have any hobbies that allow me to meet new people. 28%. Okay. Well, maybe you need to make a hobby. Also like to find your people.
I remember my mom always struggling with her hair. It's frizzy, Maria. My mom would say in her Greek accent, Diehis, what do you have? I tried so hard to find her products. I wish I could share these products I'm using now with her because I know she would be so happy to finally have good hair days. I've always believed that hair is a woman's best accessory. And with Way's new anti-frizz cream, you can ensure that your hair always looks its best without the frizz stealing the spotlight. It's a lightweight cream that not only provides immediate frizz control, but also helps prevent heat damage. And get this, it lasts up to 72 hours. That's 3 whole days of frizz-free, gorgeous hair. Way seriously has some of my favorite products for taming the frizz. Pro tip, one of my biggest discoveries is using the Way hair oil on the ends of my hair before I dry it. Let me tell you, it's a game changer. Once it's dry, my hair looks so smooth and polished, I don't even need to do anything else. It is incredible. I love it. Frizz-free, up your schedule with Way. Go to the Way, theouai.com and enter the promo code Heel Squad for 15% off any product. That's the Way, theouai.com, promo code Heel Squad. Trust me, you won't regret it.
Tier work is incredible. you know, you're going to meet people who are caring and empathetic. I mean, what more do you want from a friend than somebody who is going to be all of those things? Who's giving of their time, right? Whew. Those are the people I want around me.
That's where we bonded, our love of old people. And I told you that I volunteered with old people. And Maria was like, oh, you're a real one.
Mm-hmm.
My favorite.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anybody who's going to be nice to old people, I'm like, okay.
Game over.
Because I feel bad. Old people are so forgotten.
I agree.
So actually this year, hopefully COVID isn't bad. Maybe we can do our caroling for the old people.
Yes, please.
I hope they'll let us. That would be fun.
Yes, please.
Kelsey and I really want to go carol for the older, like the nursing homes or whatever.
I know.
They're probably not going to let us in though.
Well, we could try.
We could sing under our masks. Yeah. We're pretty loud.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyhow, volunteering. So here's the prescription. If you want to make new friends, start thinking about what you bring to a friendship, right? You are, you know, really caring, you're nurturing, you have these sets of skills, like you know how to sew or you know how to, you know, invest money well, whatever it is that you're good at, make a list. By the way, you should have this list in your phone anyway. I've had these lists forever of like, what am I really good at? Because sometimes you forget and you forget that you have all these like superpowers and everyone has them. Even if it's like, I'm really good at crossword puzzles, whatever it is, write what you're good at down, where you could add value in a friendship. So you kind of have that in your, you know, in the back of your head. It's like when you're going for a job interview, you want to be able to be prepared with here's where I'm amazing and here's where I can add value. Same thing with your friendship. And then start to make a list of what are the hobbies or the things you've always wanted to do that you've never done that you might go meet some people. Again, might be a guy, might be a girl, might be a romantic partner, might be just a friend. Who knows? I always give my friends these tidbits of advice as well. You know, if you love film, go to some indie art houses and see some indie films and you'll meet somebody there. If you love, you know, working out, go to an all-women's gym where you might meet a friend there and just do a day pass or something and or start SoulCycle or, you know, or whatever it is in your town that, you know, a yoga class or an aerobic class, whatever. Or there are people who love cycling. Join a cycling group or a pickleball group or whatever it is. Make your list of hobbies, even if it's cards. I mean, there are card clubs. There's all kinds of clubs. And just Google them in your area and find your people. Volunteer work. So there are different areas and sectors of volunteerism. You could volunteer with the vets. And you're going to meet really great people there and hear beautiful stories. So that is my kind of advice on how to meet new people. And like I said, it could be romantic partners too, but meeting people in your vibration, where you are right now, the kind of quality of humans you want to invite into your life that are going to be enriching to you, not people who are going to detract, the people that want you at the bar getting wasted with them and whatever. By the way, we all want to have fun and you're going to have fun with your new friends for sure. But at some point, that's just, you know, that's a phase. But Kevin always told me, you have your fun friends and you have your real friends. And your real friends are if they're not in your life right now, they can be, I think, if you go and focus on this.
I agree. I like the club thing. That's the same thing my mom told me.
You guys
are the same. She said, I remember when I first moved to LA and I was like, I don't have any friends. She's like, well, you like hikes, you like boxing. Why don't you go join a place go for a day, day pass. I guarantee you'll meet people. And I did. When I joined my boxing gym, I met two really good friends who are like still my friends now. But right, if you have similar interests and like-minded, you're going to a place that's with like-minded people, you're bound to meet friends.
Yeah. I mean, if you are curious about Scientology, you can make a lot of friends in Scientology. Every time I drive by, I'm like, hello, friends.
I know, right? Oh, my God.
But, you know, if you love animals, go volunteer at an animal shelter. You're going to meet so many amazing people who love animals that, you know, that, by the way, you might be just walking with them every Saturday, walking the dogs, getting your exercise, hanging out with your favorite volunteer that you're now you're building a friendship with. There are so many ways to do it. You just got to get out and do it and not be afraid.
I think those lists are important, Maria. I'm going to make that. I'm like just a hobby list because sometimes I don't know what my hobbies are. I think it's hard. Like if you're just constantly going, you're like, wait, what do I like again?
Yeah.
So I think just having those lists, just like your list of people who you can call if you have a spare time, you know, your list of hobbies. I like that a lot.
Yeah. By the way, dancing, if you've, and so it's not just the things you know you love. How about the things you've been curious about?
Yes.
Life is so short. Experience everything. That's how I feel. So for me, after surgery, I wanted to like build new neural pathways and I really wanted to work on my memory. I was having like some memory stuff. I think I still am. But hence the every 5 minutes. What was I just saying? And I took guitar and I took dance classes again, which I really want to resume the dance classes, but I'm still scared of COVID. So knowing that my partner is going to be like face to face with multiple people a day kind of scares me.
Yeah.
Would almost feel. Yeah. So I'm going to hold off on that for a hot minute, but or I could ask them. I might call them and ask them if they've had problems. If they haven't had problems all this time, everyone that's coming in is vaccinated and they've been good, then I would maybe take the risk. I loved it so much.
Yeah. But it's so hard with the athletic stuff right now. I haven't gone back to the boxing gym either because I'm like, the person's, in your face,
sweating hard.
Yeah. It's a little dicey.
Yeah. Little I mean, dicey. Even at dinner last night, I was so nervous this morning when I woke up and I felt like hungover. And it was just because I went to bed late. And I was like, oh my God, what if I have COVID?
Yeah.
And I know I don't have COVID, but at the same time, you're at a restaurant, people are talking really loudly, and you just have to be so careful right now. But the point is
we were talking about the point is have some hobbies. Hobbies. No,
I can't remember anything today. What do they do with my brain, guys? What have they done to my brain?
What a great song.
Look what they've done to my brain.
What's her name again?
I don't know, but Miley's cover of it is so good.
So good.
Look what they've done to my brain. But what did we say we were talking about?
I mean, just the idea of like, it doesn't need to be a hobby. It's something you maybe want to try or want to do.
You will meet people. You will. This is the easiest formula to meet new people and also experience new things. And I think that like in life, you really need to push yourself to try new things, and it's okay to fail. It's okay to suck. You're just living and experiencing. So write the things down that you are good at, then have a list of your hobbies that maybe you haven't had time to deal with. And then the things that you've always wanted to do, but haven't, maybe it's an art class. Maybe it's you go to one of those art classes that they have in your neighborhood. Like we have one here that Ashley used to take my mom to. And that's you'd have a little bit of wine. You do your little painting. They would teach you how to paint. It was just super fun and light and easy. Really great way to meet a friend because everyone's there for a reason. They're there for social experiences. They're there to explore their creativity, whatever it is. So I think that this is a surefire plan. And I think that I want to hear from everybody.
Look at that telepathy right there.
Yeah. I think that I would like to hear from all of you how your lists are going. And I want to hear about your adventures in trying to make new friends after this episode.
I love that.
And so, because you never know, we don't meet people by accident. They're meant to cross our paths. New friends are like new adventures. You never know what lessons they're going to teach you. Right now, someone you have met is out there wondering what it would be like to meet someone like you. No need to be lonely, guys. Just join a class, join a group. It doesn't even have to be a big time commitment. I know that everybody's really busy. No guilt. Just meet when you can.
As a first time mom with a baby, I'm always on the go, whether it's running errands, getting my coffee, going to doctor's appointments, or just spending quality time with little Athena. And that's why I rely on Wonderful Pistachios to keep me fueled and ready for anything, no matter where I am. Kevin even keeps a bag stashed in the nursery. You know, for the nighttime hunger moments. Wonderful Pistachios comes in a variety of flavors and sizes, making them the perfect snack to have literally any time, whether I'm enjoying them during a quick break in between taping this show or I'm on the go and it's in the diaper bag. I do carry it in my travel bag and they're in my car. At this point, when I'm leaving the house, I think keys, wallet, Wonderful Pistachios. Bonus, Wonderful Pistachios is one of the highest protein nuts with 6 grams of protein in every 1 ounce serving. So on top of all that, they keep me feeling satisfied. I'm energized while I'm juggling all this crazy stuff in life. Next time you're looking for a convenient and guilt-free snack, head over to www.wonderfulpistachios.com and stock up on your favorite flavors today. Mine is the sweet chili.
And it can be like the twofers, like you're volunteering and you're experiencing, you know, whoever it is while you're volunteering or whatever. And I don't know. I like that. I think it's.
I do too. And know where you bring value.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's.
Let's make some friends, ladies.
I think that's the recipe for making new friends. Mm-hmm. In fact, I'm going to see one of my new friends today. I'm very excited. And yeah. Doesn't mean you have to ditch your old ones. Except for the ones who are no longer serving.
Right, right.
As good influences and good kind of mental friends.
Yeah, it's important to take stock.
There you go, guys. I clearly had no brain power today. Forgive me. I gave you what I had.
You killed it.
I gave you everything I had. I hope my brain cells start to replenish soon. Might have to have another coffee. If you have a chance, I really would love to hear from you guys, if you thought this was helpful. And then I want to hear from you guys ongoing if you start to apply these little, recommendations. And if you have a chance, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts. It really helps us a lot. And subscribe on YouTube and turn on those notifications.
Hell yeah.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for being with us as always. Love you guys. Be nice people, make good choices, and be present.